This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the show. The phones are open as always. We've been talking about Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, and not much has changed at this point. I mean, he's fired some of the boss people over there, the CEO, CFO, their top censorship advocate are all out the door. He said that he may be firing as many as 75% of the staff, and the staff over at Twitter, some of them. I heard nobody cheering there in the background. The staff over at Twitter wrote an open letter, or some of the staff, the ones that expected they were going to get fired, wrote an open letter to Elon a few days ago, saying, just begging him to keep everyone intact and don't fire a single soul, because their lives, they would hate to lose their precious health care coverage. Is one of the things they actually brought up
really?
In the letter. Yeah.
I'd hate to lose my precious freedom of speech, personally.
Yeah, I mean,
so he did fire people already. He hasn't done the full-on bloodletting at this point, so who knows when the axe is going to drop. As of now, it's only public that some of the executives have been canned at Twitter. So I presume he's going in there and he's interviewing people, you know, got the consultant from Office Space asking people about what do they do here?
What do you actually do here? Yeah.
Like 90% of you guys are useless.
He's probably spent some time trying to figure out who's worth keeping and who is worth letting go at a company that, as you pointed out, nobody has for a long time just allowed people to not work and get paid. We're going to continue to discuss that, but we do have Chuck on the line listening in Washington to K-Talks out of the Bullhead City, Arizona area. Go ahead, Chuck.
As I mentioned in our screening process there, we had Bullhead City, Arizona, within the last couple of years has adopted a anti-homeless policy, I guess you could say, resulting in the arrest of a 78-year-old woman a couple months ago in one of their parks there. I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is
another food person.
Are they forcing people into homes?
No.
That seems wrong.
They're arresting people for feeding them again.
Oh, that's terrible, too.
There's a couple of caveats that I think is interesting here in this whole story, because this is a policy that the Bullhead City Council adopted back in the winter, I believe, of 2020. So there's been a couple of years for this thing on the books here, and then all of a sudden this incident occurs, and there's cameras involved, and then I'm thinking there's probably been other, you know, times that this is, people have been illegally fed.
This is actually something that has gone on in various different parts of the United States for the last at least two decades that I've been aware of. I think it was when we first migrated here to New Hampshire back in 2006. There was something in the news in Orlando, Florida. Food Not Bombs was the organization that was they were serving free hot food to anybody who wanted it, right? In the park, one of the parks in Orlando, and they kept on bringing cops out and arresting people for this, and new volunteers would step up. That way the same people wouldn't have to go back after they just got arrested and then get rearrested, because that usually makes your convictions a lot worse. So they kept having new volunteers step in, and more people would get arrested, and more people would get arrested. All of this just to share food with people. It's absolutely insane.
Have you checked the sold by date on your activists? Are they getting stale?
I mean, what is the dollar amount for a local government what does that look like for their legal bill? That's a big question that I think local ratepayers and taxpayers, or whatever place that you live in that's listening to this show right now, is your local governing body considering laws like this that's going to put you in the spotlight and going to cost you a hell of a lot in legal bills and then have you a lot of PR? Here's the thing, though. They threw this out. The city of Bullhead City threw this out by, I think they call it their prosecuting attorney or their city attorney.
You mean the prosecutor declined to prosecute this woman after she was arrested, the 78-year-old woman?
This is what I'm saying, yes. And this is what's so amazing about this. If I was on the, I'm an outside observer of these city council people, I'm thinking, what are you there for? You just adopted a policy, and now you have this bureaucrat throw it out and because of public pressure and everything like that. What good are you for? You know, this kind of, this really, this whole issue in Bullhead City with the simple attacking the homeless policy has the whole question of the legitimacy of their government at this point. I mean, what are they good for? But they're going to sit there and
absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
say it again.
I mean, I would love to vote to dissolve the organization, the bureaucrats. But I don't think I've ever seen that on any electoral.
What a surprise! They don't want to be able to dissolve themselves. Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. It definitely hurts their image. And I think that's a good thing to the extent that it hurts their image and that people look at them as a bunch of tyrants and how awful it looks when you get video. And I don't know if anyone got video of this, but you should, if you ever see this.
Oh, yeah, there's video out there.
Okay.
It's kind of mainstream, I guess, right now. It's on the mainstream outlets. And then there was some mention of our friends on KTOX of a caller that called in and mentioned that it was on Glenn Beck. So.
Okay,
it's got
great.
A little bit of traction. I don't mean to do that to your program, but it has a little bit of traction. But the more amazing thing is that we've got a governing body that has these policies that they're not willing to back up unless the national media doesn't become involved, I suppose. I mean, maybe if she didn't actually decide to sue the city of Bullhead City, maybe none of this would have been a national type of discussion.
Wait a minute, is she suing them?
This season. Yes, that's another important part of this. She's suing them for alleged violations to her constitutional rights.
Good. Good for her. Good, because I'm looking at a Washington Post story about this right now, and it does say here that they mention here the attorneys for the city abandoned their case against her, saying she didn't know about the ordinance, but warned her that if she returned to the park to serve food, she could no longer rely on that defense, said a lawyer with the Institute for Justice, which is, by the way, a very libertarian law firm that took up her case. And so that's good. That means she's not paying for attorneys because IJ does that stuff for free.
Yeah.
So glad to hear that. She's got good legal representation.
They do work based off donation, though.
Yes.
So if you have a chance, check out their website and support them.
It's ij.org. That is their website.
And for anybody who hasn't found this out the hard way, getting arrested is very, very expensive and very debilitating. And so if you haven't sent any money to your favorite jailbird activist lately, maybe it's time.
No, especially if you're a 78-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to get arrested when you're in your 20s or your middle age, but if you're out to the point of almost being an octogenarian, it is not easy to get.
And I think what a lot of people don't understand is often the bureaucrats will use the arrest itself as a means of harassment. They never have any intention to prosecute. And the reason they do that is because every time you get arrested, you end up having to hire a lawyer that costs thousands of dollars, and then they drop the case. And it's like, I just paid a lawyer a couple thousand dollars, and it's like, and you drop the case.
Yeah,
like,
they just want to get you out of it.
You don't even get your day in court.
Even if they may arrest you knowing they are going to drop the charges because they know there's no punishment for the police who do the arrest. Even though the later the charges get dropped, they don't charge the police officer for false charging or something like that. So they're free to go and arrest her again. But in this case, she has not gone back to the park. However, she is still feeding the homeless. She's just doing it from private property. According to the story here, she has set up at a less than a mile away from the same park, but she's on part of private property where a landowner has given her permission to be there. So she's still doing her work, which is
I wonder if that will actually change anything.
Apparently she hasn't been arrested on the private property.
Interesting.
Here's another thing about this whole thing. From what I understand, the original story that was broadcasted by KTOX, you need $1 million insurance bond if you want to go ahead and feed it with a charitable organization in the city of Bullhead City, Arizona. You need $1 million to do this.
Just to feed them anywhere, even on private property?
I think it's in public park.
Okay. So yeah, that's their that's what they're restricting. Thank you, Chuck, for bringing this out, man. I appreciate hearing from you on this. It's always interesting, these stories. And
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody joining you here tonight. We were talking about the Elon Musk takeover on Twitter, and then a gentleman called in about a 78-year-old woman who has been arrested in Bullhead City, Arizona, for the dastardly crime of feeding the homeless.
Quick, somebody panic.
Yeah, apparently the police went ahead and panicked and put a 78-year-old woman in handcuffs. She said, according to the Washington Post story, she thought it was a prank. She thought it is. She could not believe that someone would arrest her for feeding people. And I understand, right? Like, you, that it just does not compute. That could not possibly be on the list of stupid victimless crimes that the government enforces. I mean, we know they enforce some dumb victimless crimes and all, but usually it has to do with drugs or whatever.
That's so dumb that nobody even thought of putting it, like, in the Constitution as, like, one of your rights.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's actually one of the few government policies that I've actually changed was when I first went to jail in Cheshire County, they would bust you if you gave somebody else food.
Wait, what?
They would bust you in the jail for giving food away.
Sure.
They assumed that there was quid pro quo and you were selling something.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave Rick a hard time about it several times, and he eventually got rid of the policy.
Rick Van Winkler he's retired now. He was the head boss man or whatever of the jail. Mm. What do you call it? The superintendent. That's the word I'm looking for. And he actually, to his credit, he was a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition while he was actually on duty there. So as far as jail guards go, he was probably the least offensive one, although still there were some ridiculous policies, and he by no means was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not uncommon for people in jail to be trading things, right? Like, I remember when I was in last, I was over at Merrimack County, where you were as well, nobody. Of course, we weren't in the same cell block because they were purposely keeping us apart while we were in there.
Oh, you guys were in there at the same time.
Well, yeah, we were. We got arrested the same day.
Oh, okay. It's kind of required we'd be there at the same time.
I did see him at one point in the medical wing when they had me in there for observation.
Oh, you're talking about recently?
This was last year.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about.
Yeah, you filmed it when we got arrested.
I'm confused. I thought we were talking about the Cheshire County.
You're thinking of Derek James.
We were at first. Yes.
Okay.
We shifted jails.
Right. Okay.
Right.
As we often do.
Right.
So
this is a great show.
Yeah. And so I was in there. We were both in the same facility. At one point, they tried to put me in one of these open wings of the jail. They have certain different types of security levels. So there was what I was in most of the time I was there was like a lockdown status. And then all of a sudden, even though I was refusing to wear a mask, I was the only person in the jail refusing to wear a mask, they tried putting me in one of these open wings where everybody's just in cots, basically.
Mm.
And I think you were in one of those, weren't you? Nobody?
You really weren't the only person there who was refusing to mask.
Really?
Yeah, most of us on the federal wing, for one thing, there was a lot of people on the federal wing who had no patience for COVID. And most of them thought that was among the reasons that they were arrested, because a lot of them were making noise about it. But, yeah, basically, we would wear masks as beard hammocks. They would be completely literally, I would wrap mine around my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Whole mouth was uncovered, whole nose was uncovered. Sometimes I had more fun with them. Like, one time, every time I went back in my cell, I would pull the straps off my mask.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd come out without a mask and they'd say, oh, where's your mask? Oh, yeah, broke. I need another one. So, no. And I would do that like 20 times a day.
Now, there was something different about what you did, Ian. You actually had some sort of exemption from a doctor, correct?
Well, they never, I didn't have the paperwork or anything like that, so I just asserted that I had the exemption. I told them they can call my doctor if they wanted. I don't think they ever did. Mm. And as a result, they kept me in solitary the entire time, with the exception of this one day where they moved me over to this open wing, and then they tried to tell me that if I didn't put a mask on, I would have to stay in my little cubby hole. So you had this sort of area where your bed was, and you could store your personal items. But they would say, nope, you can't even walk around. You can't go and get a drink of water. Presumably you can't go to the bathroom, because that's like all the way across the area. So it was a ridiculous restriction. And so, of course, I continued to not wear the mask and went and continued to do all the things I needed to do, like go make a phone call or go over to the bathroom, whatever. And so they started yelling at me, and I said, so I sent a message to the jail administrators. I said, you can't keep me here like this. I have to be able to access the phone. I have to be able to access the bathroom, and I'm not putting a mask on. So you need to move me back to, you know, where I was, and they took me out the same day. Mm. So, you know, to their credit on that one. But I don't even know where I was going telling the jail masking stories. I've gotten completely lost.
Well, I think we're just kind of talking about the different experiences that you two had.
Yeah, so were you ever, you said you were in the federal block, nobody. Were you ever in the open wing where you had like a cot, or were you in a cell at night?
No, I wasn't. I was never in there. They asked me at one point about moving there, and I looked at them darkly and said that would go badly.
Yeah. Because they don't want to have problems, right? Like, ideally, they don't want to have issues between people that are going to be in these places. And when you're in one of these open wings, you have absolutely no, I mean, it's bad enough being in a jail cell with one other guy, but in these wings, the positive side is if you're more social, there's more, you know, you can sit down and do more things or whatever. Mm-hmm. But on the other,
you're
the negative
not locked down in a room by yourself 12 hours.
So, but on the negative side, there's a bunch of people there, and they can be annoying. Mm-hmm. And they'll be loud, and it's to me, I would rather be alone with a book or something like that.
That's what I'd be thinking too.
I need my space. I didn't like solitary that much, but I could have coped with medical, because generally the people working in medical are probably going to be smarter than either the prisoners or the guards. So.
Mm. So did you say you were not in the open area?
No, he wasn't.
I suggested that would go badly, and for some reason they believed.
So you had a cell, but you were not alone. You had a bunkmate or something like that?
I had a cell with a bunkmate when I was in quarantine.
Okay.
Everybody had to go through 2 weeks of quarantine. It was 23 hours locked down.
Yeah. That was me for 2.5 months.
That's got to be harsh.
I was in that for 2.5 months. All of this, by the way, for listeners just tuning in, over the Crypto 6 arrests, where we were raided at 6 in the morning.
Free Talk Live.
You can go and go to thecrypto6.com to watch some of the videos, see some of the footage from that raid. We're going to continue here. I've got a little bit more on the EU planning to target Twitter as Elon Musk takes over. We'll continue, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home. Just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
Nobody's joining us.
Actually, I'm not in the server. In the studio, I lied.
Nobody's here remotely. That is true. So you're welcome to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. A little bit more on the Elon Musk takeover. We talked about how he's already fired some of the top executives out there. There's apparently an advertiser boycott that is currently standing by. There are multiple advertisers saying that if Elon Musk allows Donald Trump back onto the platform, I don't think it matters whether or not Trump actually comes back, but if Musk unbans Trump's account, multiple advertisers say they are going to walk away from buying ads from Twitter. And you know what? I don't think Elon Musk cares.
Well, I don't think he cares, and I don't think he should, because
I agree.
You know, there's not half of the country is not that Trump deranged, and the bottom line is that is just so offensive to half the country that their president and their candidate couldn't even be on Twitter, that it can't stand.
Yeah, you have to wonder if, you know, Elon Musk actually does manage to free things up a little bit on Twitter. And again, I'm not particularly optimistic that we're going to see that. But if it does happen, then he may end up getting more direct subscriptions from users than he loses in advertising dollars.
Yeah, there's something to be said that, you know, advertising is not the only business model on the Internet.
Right. They have a direct subscription model on Twitter.
I wasn't aware of this, but, yeah, I mean, there are other business models, so it's not like, you know, it's necessarily the end of Twitter,
right?
But you know, it's also something kind of interesting to point out. It's already a sort of a failing business model up to this point, or it hasn't
been never turned a profit,
right? Yeah. It's never turned a profit, so they need to try something different, right? Because if advertising isn't working, they need to somehow, you know, add some other functionality or service or something that they can actually bring in more money off of.
Geeks are cheap. And if they were paying, I've heard estimates saying they had five times as many technical people as they needed because, you know, they didn't want them to have to work more than a couple of days a week. So it may well be that cost cutting alone would make Twitter productive,
that would
combined with returning of the alienated half of the country.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at the amount of money that startups manage to spend. And it's like you don't even have a business model yet. I mean, I would think you should start, you know, have some sort of idea for a business model pretty early on, but hey, you know, I get it. Okay, you're building up your user base. You may not want to, you know, go there yet. But yeah, it's just amazing. Lack of capital, a lot of businesses.
The thinking there, I was involved in some of the .com boom. The thinking there was that having a successful outing that could get the public's attention was so rare that unless you knew you'd done it, you didn't need to trouble yourself to write a business plan.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for eyeballs, don't get me wrong, especially when it comes to advertising, but that's a business model. So right. If you have no idea what you're going to do and
you don't have a business.
Yeah, right, exactly, right?
Oh, like, I'm if you sure have, they had ideas.
If you're just spending money.
Musk had called Twitter's Trump ban a morally bad decision and, quote, foolish in the extreme. He said in May the ban was, quote, a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. So it sounds like he's definitely on the side of freeing Donald Trump from his Twitter dungeon. And so we'll see about that. Sorry, nobody, you want to weigh in on something else there? Go ahead.
I was running my mouth, but I can't remember what I was saying, so it must not have been that intriguing.
So here's the other news, and that is the EU is weighing in here, trying to threaten Elon Musk right out the gate. According to CNBC.com, a top European Union official has issued a warning to Elon Musk today about his purchase of Twitter, telling the billionaire he'll have to play by their rules. After a cryptic tweet from Musk suggesting he had completed his acquisition of Twitter, Thierry Breton, the European Commissioner for the Internal Market, warned Musk that he'll have to comply with the bloc's new digital regulations. Musk had tweeted, "The bird is freed." In response, Breton quote-tweeted Musk saying, quote, "In Europe, the bird will fly by our rules."
See, that's something that needs desperately to be fixed, and I don't know how to fix it except to move this kind of thing to the freaking dark web and not be so not be so obviously present.
Yeah, I mean, there's and the crazy thing is, Europeans are already being harmed by all the other regulations and garbage that, you know, goes on in Europe.
I'm being harmed by them. Every time I go to Stack Exchange, I have to click through that damn ad. And there's no way to tell my browser, this is my policy. Mm-hmm. Tell them that every single time.
Yeah, yeah. It's and that definitely came out of Europe.
GDPR. Every website now has to make you click.
I've actually got a Tamper Monkey script that deals with some of those things now, and it's the name of the script is Screw the EU.
Did you write it, or is this something you downloaded?
I wrote it. There's an extension called Tamper Monkey that lets you run some JavaScript. Whenever you run a page based on matching the URL of that page. So basically I can say anytime I'm on any of the Stack Exchange sites, find that little dialog box which has class JS
We're getting too off into the weeds there.
And,
but yeah, basically what you
tell it to go away.
Yeah, you wrote something specific to deal with a specific website. But it would be nice if there was some sort of a plugin that just was able to handle all of these stupid pop-ups that the GDPR is requiring all these websites to do. And the thing
it
is,
it really should be implemented as a web proxy so you could then use that no matter what browser you were using.
Oh, that'd be nice. Musk has, according to the story here, again, taken over Twitter, been now threatened by the EU. The spokesperson for the crypto exchange Binance, which provided Musk financing for the Twitter takeover, said the transaction had been completed. Musk is one of Twitter's most popular users, known for tweeting everything from announcements about Tesla and his other companies to memes and attacks on his critics. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO has previously called himself a free speech absolutist and says he wants to reform Twitter as a digital town square with fewer restrictions on what users can say. But he's already tempered those statements by saying that you're still going to have to play within certain legal boundaries. So, you know, obviously he's not going to get
it. And they will literally take the company away from them if he doesn't have some regulations on speech. We have the privilege of being small and unnoticed, but he doesn't.
Right, but what does he have to do as far as obeying the EU? Unless Twitter has an office in the EU, can't he just basically tell the EU to go pound sand with all their regulations?
Well, you know,
frequently big companies like that do have a presence in the countries where they do
advertising
business
agents.
They really don't need, and if I were them, I would just fire their presence there and say, well, we don't market to German users, but we don't try very hard to keep them off.
I agree. We're going to continue here in moments with the threats by the EU. They've approved something called the Digital Services Act. We're going to find out a little bit more about what that means coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have there for you. And also, I want to make sure you know about Bullion Max. So there are people that are wise enough to realize that having their value in fiat currency like the U.S. dollar is a bad plan for the future. And a better option? Well, you should decentralize, you should diversify, you should get into alternatives like gold and silver, and BullionMax.com can help you with that. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. Free Talk Live can get you their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. We've talked about the Silver Starter Kit before, but it's better now than it has been because now you get a free gold back with the Silver Starter Kit. So not only do you get 5 ounces of some of the most desirable silver products to get you started on your road to collecting precious metals of various types, but you also get the amazing gold back. You get one of those for free to give you, get you familiar with what those are like and how truly amazingly beautiful they are. The offer is limited to one per household, so get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kit. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. As we continue here, we're talking about the EU targeting Elon Musk, threatening him, saying that he's going to have to, the bird, quote-unquote, will fly by our rules in Europe, they say, because Musk was saying that the bird has been freed as he took over Twitter. And EU, they're, what do they call him, the European Commissioner for the Internal Market, Thierry Breton, initially came right out with a threat, basically. So what does that mean?
Well, in what way is Twitter internal to France or whatever?
Well, that's the question here. We don't know whether Twitter has an office in the EU. We are not sure about that. We know their head offices are in San Francisco, but there is a possibility they've got some people over in the EU, and they probably should fire all of those people and close that office. That way they no longer have a nexus.
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So one of the things that the EU tries to do with the GDPR is basically force everybody into their nexus, so to speak. If they consider you to be targeting Europe, right? And that can be as little as maybe being in French, right? Or if there's a French option, right? Or having...
Although you could have it in French and say you were targeting Quebec and certain Caribbean countries.
Whether or not they would accept that or not, I don't know.
What obligation do I have to show up to their court? I mean, if they want to throw a fit about it, what are they going to do?
They probably couldn't enforce it in the United States, right? They'd have to have... You'd have to have bank accounts in Europe in order for them to actually...
They'd freeze them or whatever.
Your assets, because those judgment probably wouldn't be enforced in the United States. It's possible to enforce a judgment in the United States, you know, maybe from Europe, but it's very difficult.
So if he's got payment processors in Europe for European credit cards or something like that,
could be a problem.
He could just cancel them and say, look, Dogecoin only.
Yep.
Well, having a payment processor there also, a payment processor could be a contractor. It could be its own corporation, in which case there's going to be different rules applied to you. And I'm looking at Twitter's corporate site now. They have offices in San Fran, Atlanta, Boulder, Cambridge, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, New York, Santa Monica, and Seattle, but nothing outside the United States.
Isn't Cambridge the UK?
I'm assuming Boston. That they're talking about Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There is a college named Cambridge University that I believe.
But they're not the EU anyway, even if it was in Britain. Right?
It seems unlikely.
Yeah, Britain is no longer part of the EU. They Brexited European out of there.
I can't imagine that there's no offices there, as with the size of Twitter. I am wondering, is there like
they seem to have no offices outside the
United States. Did you by chance a search for like Twitter EU or something like that? Because it might just be a EU subsidiary or something like that. And there,
that's possible, but they may have just been being cagey because they knew that sooner or later they were going to tangle with the EU, and it's much easier to do that if they don't have any of their jackbooted thugs near your stuff.
According to the story at CNBC, under the European Union's recently approved Digital Services Act, large tech companies will be required to have robust content moderation systems to ensure they can quickly take down illegal material such as hate speech, incitement to terrorism, and child sexual abuse. For his part, Musk has said he won't be allowing illegal content on the platform. The EU's rules are expected to come into force by 2024. Companies can be fined up to 6% of their global annual revenue for violations of the Digital Services Act.
Yeah, so
I would just provide absolutely nothing to Europe.
Yeah, or
VPN in to the United States, and you can get your Twitter from here.
Yeah, I mean, most of the problem with that list is that you end up with hate speech, and then everything that they don't like is banned.
Right.
So it never starts with, you know, hate speech or just general speech. It always starts with those others, and then you know that nobody's going to object to, or almost nobody's going to object to, and then it gets to something that's a code word for something else, and hate speech is a code word for, you know, what, you know, some particular
disagreeing with Democrats.
Right, exactly. It's what some particular group doesn't like. So.
Curiously,
I think Twitter would have been well served to start up two Mastodon instances, or maybe seven of them, maybe one for each continent, but have it be different actual companies, so they could each deal with
So,
you know, the realities of one continent without having to worry about seven of them.
So the EU is talking about having global, anything that's connected to you effectively, sales. So, like, for example, if there is a subsidiary in Europe, for example, for a company, it wouldn't just, and say the U.S. subsidiary violated the rules, as I understand it, I think, anyway, they're saying that it would be 6% of their global revenue.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, right, they're not just talking about, you know, punishing
profits,
for what you
revenue.
Do. Right. They're punishing, I think they're punishing for the whole world. I mean, that's what global means.
Of course,
means.
They're going to have a hard time making that attractive if Twitter doesn't gain 6% of its non-existent, we should probably mention, profits in Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, remember, it's not profits, it's revenue.
Like, you want to take 6% of my income, and I earn 5% of my income in Europe. Much easier way to deal with that problem.
That's actually really scary because that's an easy way to shut a company down, you know, especially a opposition, you know, the opposition. These are the kind of tactics that, you know, like Russia, right, Putin uses against its opposition.
So. And the thing is, if you're in Europe, you can use European, I presume, social media systems, and they'll be all European for you, just the way you want them. But if you're troubling yourself to come all the way, telnet over to freaking America so you can go on an American server, then maybe what you're looking for is what's actually being offered in America. And I become more and more convinced that only the laws that cover a particular area, like, you should have, like, one area of the world, one jurisdiction where you're at risk, but not 270 jurisdictions.
Yeah, it's insane. Just because you put a website online doesn't mean that you are all of a sudden subject to whatever bureaucrat gets a hair up his butt about you.
There's no way to comply with all of the world's laws in every country because, yes, they conflict with each other. It's like, how do you... And the crazy thing is it's not even really just the world's laws, right? Even within the United States, like, you can't comply with every other state's laws. Mm-hmm. Like, the Supreme Court, for example, is attempting to force in certain areas. Like, sales tax collection is a good example of that. Companies are just basically making it look like they're compliant, but they can't possibly comply.
Guy Verhofstadt, a member of European Parliament, said Friday that, quote, the need for rules and accountability is bigger than ever. He said further, so one man, Elon Musk, now owns the biggest debate in the world. He said in a tweet, self-regulation in social media...
Is he trying to get me to eat bugs? He sounds like one of them bug-eating people.
He says self-regulation in social media has never worked, even with lesser characters than his.
Well, here's something. Here's a better comment on the situation from Ayn Rand. There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking law.
And welcome to the status quo. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. This is...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.